USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Acting FAA Administrator Daniel Elwell insists that public safety is a top priority of his organization.
We have worked tirelessly to take a more proactive, data-driven approach to oversight that instills a safety above all else culture at the FAA.
Elwell is in the hot seat as senators are looking at airline safety amid the ongoing controversy surrounding Boeing. Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas says the traveling public must be able to trust the airline industry.
Trust of the flying public in the safety of the aircraft they step onto. Trust of our regulatory bodies in the quality and truthfulness of the data and certifications provided and performed by industry.
At the White House on Wednesday, President Trump awards the Medal of Honor to U.S. soldier Travis Atkins, who died while shielding his comrades in Iraq. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
The man accused of kidnapping a Wisconsin girl after murdering her parents and holding her for months pleads guilty. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
21-year-old Jake Patterson pleads guilty to kidnapping Jamie Claus and murdering her parents. In court on Wednesday morning in Barron County, Wisconsin, he entered his plea after being charged with two counts of intentional homicide and a count of kidnapping and armed burglary. The murders and kidnapping happened last October. Jamie was held for nearly 3 months before she escaped on her own in January.
Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao was outlining why the FAA waited to ground all Boeing 737 MAX aircraft after two deadly crashes in less than 6 months.
And based on the information that everyone had at that time, March 10th, March 11th, March 12th, there was no factual basis upon which to ground the planes.
Chao was testifying before the Senate today. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
On Wednesday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was testifying before a House Foreign Affairs Committee. Now, this is all in regards to his 2020 budget request. One of the topics brought up was troop reduction in Syria and in the Middle East overall.
I don't want to speak about particular troop levels. I'll leave that to the Department of Defense, but I can talk about the policy. The President's made clear he wants to put as few American soldiers' lives at risk as he possibly can and do so while achieving America's important policy interests. I think we can do that. You can't talk about, by the way, I have a senior State Department official who is working diligently to implement UN Security Council Resolution 2254 and to work with the Turks and with the Kurds to create conditions on the ground, but in the real estate that separates Syria and Turkey so that we can continue to maintain the vigilance that led to the destruction of the caliphate. This fits inside, it's a longer answer, but this fits inside our policy throughout the Middle East, whether it's Iraq or in Syria, the work that we're doing to help Lebanon, the work we're doing with our Gulf partners to achieve precisely what it is I think you described, a secure situation for the American people and an increase in the stability throughout the Middle East.
America could have its next multimillionaire after tonight's Powerball drawing. The jackpot is set for $750 million, meaning if the winner chooses the cash option, they'll take home a cool $465 million. That's obviously before taxes. This is the fourth largest Powerball jackpot in history. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.